What's going on, everybody? Man, and I don't know, like the last 6 days, a lot has happened yet again. No complaints. Everything has been going really good. So I had mentioned that I was changing departments, going from janitorial maintenance to the gifts department. And that was last Sunday, which was 6 days ago. And it has been a goddamn amazing experience. I fit in there amazingly well. I love it. So, if you're just tuning in, I work at a place called Bucky's. Specifically the one in Texas. And it's insane. It's chaotic. And when you're working in the janitorial department, it gets really difficult to not just start a project, but to like maintain a certain level of quality. It's really frustrating, if I'm being completely honest. And I talked to everybody management wise, and I told them all the reasons why I was leaving, and everybody was really nice and really supportive. And then the change finally happened. Just before that, I was on a 4 day weekend, and I fucking loved every single day of it. Oh my God, it was really good. Like 3 weekends in a row without really seeing my boyfriend, roughly. And I'm gonna talk about that a little bit later. But going to work, and I love it. So I explained my position before. There's like five different areas that you can kind of do in janitorial maintenance and maintenance, and they usually kind of alternate throughout the week, with the exceptions of a bathroom attendant. And with gifts, there's a few more areas, and there's a lot to learn in terms of what product you carry when and for how long, and sizes and costs and model numbers and all that. And I think it was the first day I was getting instructed by a girl. Her name's Brianna, and she's like really young and bubbly and fun. But she was telling me that if you're working in a particular department, which it could be outdoors, it could be the Toys in Texas area with pets, you could be in Bucky's World, which is just all the Bucky's merchandise. And then you could also be in what the hell is it? Like the different clothing departments, and they have like the boutique stuff, and then they also have like kitchen and fucking something else. And she was like, "Oh yeah, every once in a while they'll have you set up your own display, and you get to be in charge of it." And I was like, I pushed her. I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" And she's like, "I know," and just for the simple fact that you get to have some way to express your creativity and like on the job. And it's gonna be like that for weeks or months, maybe, depending on, the season and what it is you're trying to push as far as product goes. And I was just ecstatic. And everything is all common sense to me, anyways. So with how they want the everything straightened. So for example, like when you have like the little cubbies with like the shirts stacked, the smallest goes on top, largest all the way to the bottom. And then if the shirts are fucked up, you got to refold them. And then also with the cubby, so you have the top of the clothes and then wherever the cubby is, right? So if it's like empty, you might have more space. If it's kind of full, you might have less. If it's during the week, like Monday through Thursday, they want a fist's worth of distance between the top of the shirts and the bottom of the little cubby area. And then if it's on the weekend, they want like a finger distance apart. And it's just weird shit like that. Like, you know, when it's like this, do this. On the weekends, do that. Like everybody alternates throughout the day of who's going to be a greeter. And basically you walk around with a basket asking if anybody wants a basket and if they need help for an hour. And it's fucking boring. But it was really fun just going out to a certain location in the store, which it's really, we're only like 1/3 of the store. We have stuff elsewhere, but it's like tiny little spots. And you just straightening things up, seeing what's empty, going in the warehouse for gifts and putting out new product and facing everything with the right labels and the stickers. And I love that shit. I don't know why. I don't. Maybe it sounds like kind of silly or whatever, but I couldn't be happier. And the other thing that I think we did day two or day three, we were actually organizing the shelves in the back for Gifts Warehouse top to bottom, like whole sections like that go almost all the way up to the ceiling. And you know, resizing all the shelves and figuring out what product is going to go where. I fucking loved it. And the thing that I really got excited about is they would just explain everything to me real quick. And they would just leave me alone. And they would check up on, you know, on me to make sure I'm, you know, I'm all right or whatever. But I fucking just loved it. Everybody's really helpful, kind and considerate and talkative, and everybody has personalities. I fucking heard one of my coworkers and one of the department managers, they were talking about some fucking anime. I don't know, they were like engrossed. There was like, I could hear their excitement talking about things, and I was just like, dude, this is fucking perfect for me. And like all my coworkers, there's so goddamn many people that work at Bucky's, man. It's going to be a while before I sink everybody's name into my noggin. But I try to like think about it throughout the day, before work, at work, and after work. The face to the name. That's just kind of what I have to do, right? But that's been going really well. So 6 days in. And I'm loving every bit of it. And one of the things, because I think one of my managers or somebody else has said something, or she might have even been listening in, but I had mentioned to one of the store managers, not the department manager, about wanting to work up the ladder. And I told them, you know, about me wanting the FFS and all that. And he was like, on board. He's like, just work hard and stay at it. And without me knowing anyways, and without being prompted, I just happened to be waiting at the end of the shift for my last day of working, which was Friday night. And she was talking to some of the Midnight's crew coming in. And then she had looked at me like, oh, do you have anything to add? And she said it in a way of like offering, the way I took it anyways, of like, oh, well, you want to be a lead, so here, I'll, you know. And I just explained what I did that day and what areas, and I had so much fun. And it's so weird being in a spot to where when I'm not at work, I'm thinking about like fucking, you know, did they organize the shoes, you know, or did they finish working on the toy aisle? I don't, because you have, I'll just say it and you can try to figure out what I'm saying, but like you kind of have your stamp on it, like your signature of like your work. And I kept getting like complimented, which made me feel really good. And obviously it's not the most complicated work, right? But it just, people were really nice in the way that be like, oh, it looks really good. You're getting a lot done. And the other thing that was like icing on the cake, and it made me feel really, really good. My previous manager, who might be on the podcast, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be using his real name or not. if he's even going to be on the podcast, but he's like terrified, but he wants to be on, right? So I'm excited. But he, which is, I'll say this real quick side note, and then I'm going to dip right back into it. I see more now of all my coworkers than I ever did before. And when I'm in the warehouse or even out on the floor, people go out of their way to like kind of chit chat a little bit, which, you know, I almost said touches my heart. Oh my God. It's fucking hormones. It made me feel really good. It did. And I didn't say anything to anybody, but in my head, I was like, do they miss me? You know, like, and you know, I'm a crazy fucker and I say wild stuff. So maybe it's that, maybe they miss that. Maybe people just fucking like me. I don't know, you know, but, it was really nice. So I wanted to mention that I've been seeing more of my coworkers than I did. Basically, I feel anyways, being in the department compared to now, to where everybody really goes out of their way to make conversation. And it's very pleasant. I'm at a point now working there where I'm really giddy all day. Now, before I sidetrack, and I was talking about something, so we're going to get to it. My previous manager for the past, or no, let me correct that. Of my last few days working in there, he's like, dude, it's going to suck when you fucking leave, man. I was like, I know. But he's like, yeah, no, you got to be happy and, you know, you got to do what's right. And I was like, yeah, no, thank you, man. Almost every single day that I had seen him when I was in gifts, he's like, dude, you're fucking 80% of the effort in that department. And he's like, it's fucking rough. And I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And regardless of what work I'm doing, in my employer seemed to notice this before I even know that I'm doing it, really. People seem to grab onto the fact that I'm very detail-oriented. And when it's like really fine and precise stuff, I don't mind being overwhelmed by it. Especially if it's kind of like fun, you know. And with warehouse, here's the other thing. Is that you fucking have time to work on something before you move on to something else, or before the fucking day is over. That blows my mind that I work in a goddamn department at Bucky's to where they're like, oh no, it's gonna take you a while, so you know, see you later. Fucking what, bro? And you know, in the maintenance and janitorial department, it was just like fucking you know. Get this, and you're just fucking calls all day, losing your goddamn mind. And it was really hard to keep track of sometimes because you, and again, I know this is simple stuff, but you got to keep track of like how many carts are being used and are available to put away and baskets. And then now we're all trained to be a cashier. So it's like they want your help with that, with backup. And then, you know, depending on where I was in the maintenance department, if you get a call for a spill or something broken or something's leaking or fucking whatever, trash is on the ground, mud is getting tracked throughout the store, you have to, it's a lot to manage. And generally, you really don't catch up, in my opinion. Not to the standard of what it should be. And once you work there for like 6 months, 5 months, you really understand, if you're being open to it, just how high the bar is and where exactly it's at for a lot of different things. But in warehouse, it's like, oh, could you go do this? And then like when you're like setting something up or when you're working with somebody, and it's mostly women I work with, and then the other portion is like gay guys, and then whatever I am, right? But they'll like step back and they'll look and be like, it doesn't look right, you know? How do you feel? And it's like, people ask me about my fucking feelings, dude, at work, and it's important to the job. Ugh. Dude. Fucking yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I know I'm nerding out right now. I apologize. The thing I was talking about is that I've seen a lot of my manager the last 2 days that I worked. So Thursday and Friday. And then Friday, he kept finding his way in the warehouse. And, you know, we'd strike up conversations with me, another worker, and like, you know, two managers, basically. And he would say it when it was just us, but he would also make a point to say it when other people were around. He's like, dude, you're a really good worker, man. God damn it. You know, like, I still wish you were in the department. Or he would say it in every different way that you could put the words together of, like, you're a really good worker, you have a good work ethic, your morale is really high. Every variation of how you could fucking scrabble the words around. And it really like touched me emotionally to know that, like, if you're really trying in certain places in the world and in life, people will notice, and it'll be like a heartfelt, like, you know, I see you, you're not unseen, your efforts. And the amount of motivation I got from that, from being appreciated and just acknowledged that, you know, some days are difficult, and then on those days that are difficult, you work hard, and then even when you don't have a lot to do, you find a way to stay busy of tasks that are of quality importance, and you're able to maintain a high standard of whatever the job needs you to be or to do. And every single day that I've worked, and again, maybe I'm in my fucking honeymoon phase for this department, but it did not seem like an 8-hour shift anymore. I felt like I didn't have enough time, in terms of, like, almost to the point of, like, I kind of wanted to stay around a little bit longer to, like, you know, put my final touches on my project. But, you know, they don't like overtime and fucking whatever, right? So with work, I'm really happy. Also, I recently got more records because of my, you know, I got my record player. So Power Man 5000. When Worlds Collide, it's like a, 7-inch single, like the original song, and then I think on like side B, it's like some sort of remix. Miley Cyrus, Bangers, we haven't listened to that yet. I also got the Comic Zone soundtrack, yes, fucking Comic Zone, the video game for Sega, had a soundtrack on vinyl that was released in Japan, and I have it, and I fucking love it. The artwork on it, the binding of it when you open it up, and like the liner notes, and even when you take out the vinyl itself and you like look at it, the colors are wild, and there's art on top of that shit, dude. Fucking what? Oh my god, it was worth every penny. And then the other thing that I bought was Rat Tat Tat. They have an album called Shempi, Shempi. And I have it on my phone, but because I want a select number of albums that I'm going to buy, I'm like putting my list together, and I fucking... It's like Christmas shopping. Every time I start looking up... vinyl, and I'm like, shit, man, like, which one do I really want? So it's really been a struggle to find any Lords of Acid Prodigy, Die Antwoord. I don't even know if they have fucking Final. And there is a few others that were really weird that I don't know if I'm gonna get them, but I got a Rob Zombie album on the way. There was like three or four that I was looking at. I think it was just like three different ones, and it wasn't the popular ones. It was this like later work, which I really enjoyed. But there's one called like Electric Wizard Kool-Aid or fucking something. It's got a really long title. There was that one, and I think that's the one that's coming. And then there's he released a whole album of like all of his works remixed, and then it's called something like Music Made to Strip By or something like that. I got my fucking computer in front of me. Why don't I just pull it up real quick? Why not that? Boop, 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 boop. Okay, here. Let's see. Tops. The Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy. That's the one I believe is in the mail. The other album that I like, and again, this is not his most popular stuff, is the Electric Warlock Acid Witch Satanic Orgy Celebration something. I don't know. And then he has Venomous Rat Regeneration Vendor. I like that one. And then Mondo Sex Head Deluxe. And then the other one that I had mentioned, where the fuck is it, dude? Bro, you think after all this time, I would know how to fucking use this goddamn store? Anyways, so there's like four or five albums of Rob Zombie's that I like, and one of which is on the way. Rat Tat Tat is another one. Either it's out of stock or they just don't sell them, whatever. I don't know. I found more Miley Cyrus. So, like I said, with Miley Cyrus, the bangers, and I got her Island one, whatever the hell that's called. I have more Lady Gaga, and I decided that I'm actually going to buy some Marilyn Manson too. So I don't know how long my list is going to be, but I was calculating it one day, and if I were to get everything on my list that's either on Amazon or Discogs, I would be roughly around 80 something. So less than 20 albums of total. Oh, no, a bunch of Billie Eilish. There's so much unofficial or whatever the hell that's called for vinyl. I really like her, and I know I could listen to her stuff over and over again. So I am going to be keeping an eye out for that stuff. But because I am saving up for my FFS, I am not going to be spending any money on that stuff. At least for the rest of this year, I know that, and probably next year as well. So unless somebody fucking gives me a gift or something, that's gonna be that. And that's fine. That's okay. I fucking bought a lot of records really quick, so I can't really complain. The other thing I've been doing is I've been still playing a lot of Hogwarts Legacy, the fucking, if you don't know what that is, Harry Potter basically, and Call of Duty. And with the Hogwarts Legacy, so I don't want to say a bad habit, but I am the type of person that likes to grind levels so that whenever I go into a new area or I'm doing something related to the story, whether it's a mission or fucking objective, whatever it's called for whatever game you're playing, I like to just fucking destroy my enemies, the boss, whatever it is. And also the combat is really fun. And granted, I'm playing this game on easy, and I'm not getting cocky when I'm playing it. Also, because the game gives you, I forget what the game terminology is, but it gives you like an end time indicator of like what button to hit to in terms of like blocking or dodging. But you can ignore those and either suffer consequences or get out of it a different way, basically. So in this case, it's like triangle or circle or something like that to either block or dodge. But story's really fun. So far, the character creation as well as your look is very limited. Also, I believe the game takes place in like 1820 or 1860. It's a while ago, either way. And with Call of Duty, somehow between like the last 3 days, I just got my ability to play Call of Duty really well. For fucking years, I have been trying to, kind of catch up on that. And the biggest thing with Call of Duty is being able to, aim down your sights of your gun and just snap onto a target and kill them without a lot of missing or overcorrection or undercorrection, or just fucking straight on. And I've been making really good plays in that game. Even I've been like, oh god damn, I'm doing all right, or I'm doing pretty good. I will say one of the things that I'm kind of like fucking about is I tried to play with the M16 for as long as I possibly could, because for the original Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which was like fucking in the early mid 2000s, the M16, in my opinion, was like the fucking best gun because it had the highest fast rate. It's a 3-round burst, and it fucking, if you, I think back then, because the power was so high, you only had to hit with like two of your bullets to just fucking kill somebody. So if all three of your bullets got on target, then the person was just dead. There was no fucking ifs, ands, or buts about it. But as games get more and more balanced, and they just fucking tinker with things in the game, they make it very difficult for me to play with the guns that I want to play with, in a way that they could keep up, and they just can't. So I decided to use a submachine gun finally after all these years. And it's just like, ugh. Because I'm not using an assault rifle, I think less of myself. I don't know why, but I can compete because it's a smaller gun, it's lighter, I can aim faster with it, and everything's just better with the gun. So that's what I've been doing, in turn, besides making my content and the podcast. And I have been having lots of fun. So lastly, I wanted to talk about, I'm taking these fucking socks off, dude. I wanted to talk about my relationship, or in this case, lack of one. So I finally decide to go back to the friends thing. Maybe I'll talk with him in the future just to see exactly what was going on with him. But for we haven't even fucking been dating that long. That's the other kicker about all this, is like, as time has gone on, as the weeks have gone on, he's made like less of an effort, less and less of an effort, noticeably, to want to hang out. And like, I'll give you some examples, and I'll just state it plainly, and then you can be the judge. So, when most relationships start, I think this is fair to say that most people are always constantly engaging or re-engaging with like texting and phone calls and whatever, right? And that's fine. And I think it's also expected that you might not be texting the person constantly as the relationship progresses. And I'm not saying that it's going to come to a halt, but when you spend a significant time around somebody, I think it's safe to say that you generally try to withhold until you can kind of get that person in real life and then maybe talk about work or your fucking one crazy friend or your perverted uncle or whatever over dinner or lunch or whatever you guys do. However you spend your time after work, maybe you just sit in the couch or lay on the couch and fucking eat and just have the windows open and you're watching fucking Die Hard or something. I don't know. But it's this one thing that I had mentioned to him when he said he might have the potential to have to move out of state and go back to Jersey or New York or whatever. It was around that time that I had mentioned something to him around his behavior, because I was like, what, you know, like this kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And basically, we were, I was like, oh, the weekend was approaching. And I was like, hey, let me know if you want to hang and just text me or whatever so I can come over or whatever so you don't have to drive, because I know you've been really busy, right? Feel like that's reasonable. He lives an hour away, and so much so that even if I got to spend 15 or 20 minutes with him, an hour drive to me was nothing for me trying to cultivate a relationship. I'm down for whatever. That's nothing to me, right? So that's easy. And then didn't hear anything from him that night, most of the next day. Finally I texted and I was like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I passed out after trivia, because he plays trivia at a bar. And I was like, because he said he was like too tired. And I was like, I'm fucking thinking to myself, I'm waiting around all day for you to be like, hey, come over, which I was excited to fucking spend time with my boyfriend, right? And he had enough energy to go to a bar and drink and play trivia, but not enough energy to be like, hey, I don't feel like hanging out tonight. Like that. I don't mean to be that type of person to use the type of language, but that's a strike against you, man. Like that's fucking, but maybe it's just a one-off thing, but I can't just be like, you know, maybe everybody has a bad day, because that's behavior that's just disregardful. And I really didn't like it. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to make any of the same mistakes that I've made in the past in terms of me being very short with people or getting all pissy because they did something that I kind of didn't like or whatever, right? So I made my case known. And, you know, when we were talking and I could tell that he was emotionally upset that this relationship might not work out because of his job. It was the first time that I ever seen any emotion on his face. His eyes were kind of welling up and his voice was different. And he was much more in the conversation emotionally. And I was like, all right. So I said something, I made my peace and whatever. And then he would text less and less. And then I would text him, no response until like the next day would almost be over. And I'm like, that's not good, man. And I was like, all right. I was coming to terms with, all right, not everybody behaves the same. Okay. Not everybody has the same rules or guidelines that regulate their fucking outlook on life. But I kept coming to the same, I don't want to say conclusion, but the path that I was going down is I was like, I think he's on this fucking spectrum of some sort, because he doesn't seem to be like comfortable in his body, and there's a particular way he talks, and he doesn't like to like hold hands or really seem to enjoy being like touched, kinda. And I just didn't know what to make of it. And then this last weekend, so a few days ago, I was sending him, ever since we started like making it official, every time my schedule would get updated, send him a picture, right? So he can know what he's working with for the next between 1 and 3 weeks. More than enough time to send somebody a single text, whether they would be interested in you visiting or whatever, okay? And then didn't hear anything from him Wednesday, Thursday, finally Friday, just before I go to work. I was he was saying he was dog sitting. And I was like, all right, so he's not gonna be able to visit, I'm thinking, right? But maybe I can go visit him. Then he's like, well, I'm at the person's house and I don't think it would be appropriate if I had a visitor, which that by itself, regardless of everything else I said, I feel like still is not going over bounds. But where it really fucking irked me, so much so that I was like, all right, we need to not be doing this anymore, was the fact that you've known for about 3 weeks almost that I was going to be off on a fucking a weekend, on a Saturday and Sunday, which I don't get that often. And then he doesn't work on the weekends. And then he just agrees to just be busy with dogs at somebody else's fucking house. And I'm just like, you clearly don't want to hang out with me. So, without being upset, I was like, hey, I think we just need to be friends and maybe revisit this down the road. Because whatever he's going through, he seems to get really overwhelmed with not a lot of pieces on the board. And I'm definitely going to be a complication if he can't handle a job and dog sitting and fucking sending texts when he has enough energy to go out to the bar, right? So, yeah, I'm single. But I will say, despite my mild unhappiness with that, there was decent communication for a while. And for once, I actually didn't fuck up. But I also know through all of my relationship travels that he wasn't carrying his weight, his communication the last 6 weeks roughly was extremely poor, so much so that I would have thoughts throughout the day of just being like, oh well, he's just fucking ghosting me, he just doesn't know how to do it, or he feels really bad. And there would be sometimes I would think to myself after sending a text and then nothing for 12, 16, 24, fucking almost 48 hours of not, I was like, he might be in the fucking hospital. And I'm like, all right, I am not going to invest anymore in this, as excited as I was, if he just doesn't give a fuck. I'm not doing that, man. Like, that kind of sucks. And I have a bunch of stuff in my life that I'm happy with doing, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's over. And I will say, though, it was a very enlightening experience. It was very nice while the nice stuff lasted. And I'm not saying that to be an asshole, but it's true. And one of the things that I definitely got from him was his passion for fucking records, for vinyl records. And I have that now, and I have that thanks to him, and I can always kind of like think about him, or even still now, every once in a while, he kind of pops in my head of what he might say to something I'm doing or saying, and it kind of makes me laugh or whatever. So I'm not gonna put any negative energy out there for him or about him or in my mind. I don't know. And maybe I never need to know. Maybe I'll never know. It is what it is, I'm not upset. It's a bummer. I was definitely starting to fucking feel some things more than I was willing to admit. But apparently that wasn't the case. So, such is life. I will say this though, I do not plan to get in a relationship anytime soon. That one caught me by surprise. Because I was just like, oh, I have somebody I'm hanging out with. And then fucking bam. So, yeah. So that's fucking. I've been having a lot go on. And in 6 days. Oh. One thing I forgot to mention. This makes me happy. This is for me, not really for you so much. But I am 162 pounds. 162. And it was over a year ago almost that I weighed this much. And I am getting back to my healthier weight. As you can see, if you're watching the video version of this, I have very perky, tiny breasts, which you can't really see so well. Also, if you're, especially if you're just listening to this, but my midsection is starting to change shape. And also, I'm finally starting to get the thickness back in my ass. So that's pretty much all the updates in my life. Let's see, what else? I had a dentist appointment. That went really well. I have a laser hair removal appointment, I think on the 5th. I still need to confirm that. I think I accidentally deleted the email. And I think I'm gonna wait another few weeks before I go back to my electrologist, excuse me. And I am going to do everything in my power to try to save up 20 grand, which means I have to go harder on the content. And yeah, I gotta do whatever. And also, and I don't mean to beg, so I'll try to change my words around. But I do have a GoFundMe, and it's in the link below. And if you want to click on that and send me whatever you're comfortable with, every penny is getting saved towards that. I'm even adjusting my food intake, so I have to be more mindful about everything I'm doing. So all the frivolous spending that I was doing, which was a lot, is all stopped. And I also was thinking about starting a feet finder. I'm not sure if I'm going to have the necessary group for that, but that's been on the radar as well. And one, mostly because I need the money, but for two, people seem to really like my feet. Besides my voice, it's the feet. I don't know. Anyways, folks, I'm starting to ramble, so I am gonna get out of here. I think I'm gonna play some more Hogwarts. It is currently 1:25 in the morning, and I am fucking wide awake and feeling good. So I'm gonna see how many missions I can get done before I get fucking sleepy. Anyways, folks, if you want to share questions, comments, concerns, stories, recommendations, things I could do better with the podcast. Maybe music I should check out, vinyl I should buy, a record player I should own, speakers I should consider to get. Fucking communicate with me, assholes. Send me some info. Anyways, originalsyn1369@gmail.com. Again, that is originalsyn1369@gmail.com. Jesus fuck. I will talk to you later, folks. Bye.